Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Charlotte Hornets and the Detroit Pistons. In a game for everyone to absolutely be on pins and needles in anticipation for, just kidding, you have the 15-38 Hornets and the 13-39 Pistons. Oh boy, Pistons are 2-8 over their last 10, lost 2 in a row. Charlotte 4-6 over that span has also lost 2 straight. So on the good news, someone's going to snap a losing streak tonight. Here are the numbers. Charlotte averages 112 a game and gives up 118.6 for a negative differential of 6.6. Meanwhile, Detroit scores 112.6 per game, gives up 120.1 for a negative differential of 7.5. Turnovers, Charlotte surprisingly good at taking care of the ball, just 13.3 turnovers per game. Detroit about league average, maybe a hair above, 14.8 turnovers per contest. Both teams shoot around 45% from the field, 45.2 for Charlotte, 45.5 for Detroit, to be specific. Detroit is 35.7 from long range, and Charlotte just 32.4%. Meanwhile, free throw shooting 77.4 for the Pistons, 75.2 for the Hornets. Hornets have an anemic bench, under 30 a game, 29.7. Detroit's bench is fairly productive at 39.8 points per game. The Pistons did win the first meeting of these two clubs, 141-134. They are home in this one. Marvin Bagley, the third, is still out, and Diallo is out as well, or he is day-to-day. Meanwhile, for Charlotte, Kelly Oubre Jr. is out. Cody Martin is questionable. And as for a matchup in this one, who's going to show up? Who's going to play just a little bit better? Both of these teams are bad. I expect the Pistons maybe to be a little bit better. They are at home. I'm going with the Pistons to win the second time in as many games against this Hornets team this year. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Hornets and Pistons. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Detroit Pistons and the Charlotte Hornets. The lines are currently open and it favors the Detroit Pistons, and I'm shocked by this because they've never been favored a lot, but they are favored at 1.5 overall in the spread with an over-under of 241. Now, I think that over-under is extremely high for two struggling scoring teams because both of them have been averaging around 112 points per game on the offensive side. They're also both very bad on the defensive end as well when it comes to giving up points per game. Charlotte gives up 118.7 points, while Detroit is second to last, giving up 120.1 points per game. I mean, you do the math, I consider why this over-under is very, very high. But I would still lean and take the over in this game. I expect a lot of struggling scores in this game, and it's just not looking good. Now, overall, against the spread, Charlotte's a below-average team on the record side, but they're above average when it comes to over under. So maybe that's a good thing with them. But Detroit, on the other hand, is extremely bad in the spread. Now, they have a record of 22-27-3, but they're also very good above average on the over under. They have a record of 29-22-1. Now, at home, Detroit is horrible. I mean, they have a record of 6-19 at home, which I'm surprised that they're even favored in the spread in this one. Maybe because they're at home, but like I said, they have a horrible record. And if you look at the spread against them, they've been 0-5 against the spread in their last five games at home. So it doesn't look good for them. So that's why I would lean, and I would definitely take Charlotte on this one, definitely against the spread in this one. And if the only thing, if you want to look at some player props, look at Bogdanović right now on the point side. Right now, it currently sits at 21.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. His last 10 games, he's been averaging 23.1 points. And his last time against Charlotte, he dropped 24 points. Definitely lean and take the over in that one. But besides that, that's the only positive on the Detroit side that I would really say. I hate to be bashing him right now, but I would definitely not take the spread on this one. I would definitely lean towards Charlotte on this one. And I would lean towards the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Detroit Pistons and the Charlotte Hornets. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.